This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Catholic bishops have overwhelmingly approved the drafting of a so-called teaching document many of them hope will rebuke Catholic politicians, including President Joe Biden, for receiving communion despite their support for abortion rights. The 168-55 vote was announced Friday near the end of a virtual three-day meeting of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. Supporters say a strong rebuke of Biden is needed because of his recent actions protecting and expanding abortion access. Opponents warn such action would portray the bishops as being partisan during a time of bitter political divisions. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden is marking another milestone in his quest to bring the COVID-19 pandemic under control. The White House says Biden will announce Friday that 300 million COVID-19 shots have been administered in the 150 days since he took office on January 20th. But as Biden marks a new milestone, he's at risk of failing to meet another. His self-imposed target to have 70% of Americans at least partially vaccinated by July 4th. U.S. health officials said Thursday about 65% have had one dose. Taliban said Friday its leaders already had conveyed to Turkey their opposition to any foreign troops remaining in Afghanistan after the U.S. and NATO forces leave their war-torn country by a September 11th deadline. U.S. officials said President Joe Biden and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan agreed earlier this week Turkey would continue providing security at the international airport in Kabul, the Afghan capital, following the troop pullout. But a Taliban spokesman tells VOA guarding the airports and other locations in the country is the responsibility of Afghans and will not allow it to be defended by Turkey or any other country. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A double-cheeked embrace that was once a customary greeting in France before the coronavirus pandemic saw it largely abandoned as a so-called potential kiss of death is back with a presidential seal of approval. French President Emmanuel Macron made the return of it all but official on Friday by giving a warm cheek-to-cheek embrace to two World War II veterans at an award ceremony. The French leader wore a face mask. The veterans, 98 and 99 years old, did not, but both seemed comfortable and reciprocated as Macron reached in and put his cheeks to theirs. Macron is vaccinated against the coronavirus and suffered a moderate bout of COVID in December. The gesture puts Macron's seal of approval on what is still a slow, hesitant, and not always welcome return of embraces that became frowned upon due to COVID-19. A recent large-scale cyber attack targeting top Polish politicians was launched from Russia, the leader of Poland's governing right-wing party said on Friday. Poland's top officials, ministers, lawmakers of various political stripes were the subject of the cyber attack, he added. Lawmakers of the EU member state held a closed-door session on Wednesday to discuss what a government spokesman has called an unprecedented cyber attack. Last week, someone hacked into the private email account of Poland's vaccination chief. Some of the emails were later released on the encrypted messaging system Telegram. Tensions have flared between Poland and Russia on several issues, including Moscow's 2014 annexation of Crimea from Ukraine and support for Belarusian strongman Alexander Lukashenko. A Liberian rebel commander was sentenced in Switzerland to 20 years in jail on Friday for rape, killings, and an act of cannibalism in one of the only Civil War area cases from his West African country to go to trial. The case was Switzerland's first war crimes trial in a civilian court and involved 46-year-old Aliou Kosaya, who went by the nickname Bluff Boy in the rebel faction ULIMO that fought former President Charles Taylor's army in the 1990s. Kosaya was arrested in 2014 in Switzerland, where he'd been living as a permanent resident. The 2011 Swiss law allows prosecution for serious crimes committed anywhere under the principle of universal jurisdiction. He has denied all the charges and told the Swiss Federal Criminal Court he was a minor when he was first recruited into the conflict. And the United Nations warned Friday that despite the coronavirus pandemic, the number of people fleeing war and persecution continued rising last year, with global displacement climbing to over 82 million, double the figure a decade ago. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.